Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know, Lee, during the Trump era, my good economic news stack grew to almost 3 feet high.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Oh, yeah, a lot of it.
It was great. It was wonderful. It was good for Americans. Yep. Everybody did really well. Now the stack that is growing is my you can't make this up stack of total hypocrisy.
Oh, yeah.
It's every day, but can't even get to it all. Do you remember back when outraged Democrats, including Kamala Harris, were just outraged that children were being kept in cages?
Yes.
They could not believe it.
Right.
Even though, who built the cages again? Was it?
That was the Obama administration.
The Obama administration. Yeah, okay. But they didn't care about that. They were mad that Trump was putting children in cages. And do you remember they showed up, these Democrat Congress members and senators, demanding a tour?
Yeah. Let's see it.
Let's see the abuse of these children by that horrible xenophobe and racist Donald J. Trump. They had no interest in touring these facilities, of course, during the Biden administration. But they did. All of a sudden. Okay. From the irony file. Do you remember when they were turned away? The senators and the congressmen, the Democrats by Trump, and they weren't allowed to take the tour because they didn't sign up to take the tour.
Right. They just showed up and wanted to. You know,
exactly. Yeah. And this was taken as a sign that the horrific human rights atrocities were being hidden from them. And they held hearings on it. Headline. Biden administration bans reporters from touring child detention buildings. Just let that sink in.
Yeah, really.
Biden administration bans reporters from touring child detention buildings due to COVID-19.
COVID-19. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. Right.
We're so afraid of COVID-19 that we're not even bothering to test illegals as they come over the border.
Right.
We're dumping them in border towns. Mm-hmm. Some of them have active cases of COVID. We offer them a stay at taxpayer expense in hotels if they have COVID to quarantine. But if they don't want to, then we just let them go. Guess where they go? Local hospitals. They're overwhelming border towns. Mm-hmm. So let's get this straight. The Biden administration does not care who they infect with COVID-19. They don't give a rip about that. So for them to say, oh, COVID-19, you can't tour. Reporters will not be allowed inside the Carrizo Springs facility for unaccompanied minors, they announced. Where's the outrage? I fully expect to see AOC out there on the fence. You know how she does? She tries to bust her way through the fence.
Yep.
Yeah, I want to see her. Maybe we start a GoFundMe for her ticket to go down there. Right? Where's the outrage? Now, here's the crazy part. In order to handle the influx of Democrat voters that Biden has invited here illegally. Headline, this is KTLA, a local outlet down there in Texas. Headline, Border, can you imagine if Trump did this? The freak out. Border Patrol reopens tent detention facility.
Yeah, right.
Tent detention facility. For who? Women and young children.
Yes.
Okay, so what this is, and they got a picture of it. This is a big cage, right? And it's got spikes on top of the fencing so you can't climb over. And because they've run out of space now, because they invited so many to come, now they're putting them in tents and they won't allow media tours.
But Tara, that's like going camping. You know,
tents.
That's it. It's a fun experience for these folks, I'm sure.
Plus, there's paper mache butterflies that they've hung from the ceiling, and it makes it much better. No, the Washington Post told me they actually wrote that. So, it's better. It's different now because there's butterflies.
Yeah.
Butterflies. If only Trump had known to hang colorful butterfly art, this could have all been avoided.
Yeah.
But there's something more serious here. Numbers USA has done the math here. We did the math here, too, on the show, and my math was pretty good. According to this, President Biden's amnesty plan, which also expands legal immigration levels, would import a foreign population close to the size of California, a new analysis reveals, flooding the labor market with more foreign competition for the nation's more than 17 million jobless Americans. I guess Circleback Saki will get back to us on the job program for all that.
I'm wondering if anybody is going to blame the Biden administration for the deaths of the dozen migrants that were packed into a Ford Expedition built for seven that had 25 people that had driven through a hole cut into the border fence between Mexico and California, where those people died, where a coyote, I guess, was trying to get them in. And we've got 13 people dead, including the driver. I wonder if the incentivized migration that the Democrats are responsible for is going to be blamed for those deaths.
No, Democrats have liberal privilege. Yeah. They're never blamed for anything. Listen to this. The analysis by Numbers USA says that by 2031, so 10 years from now, Biden's amnesty will have imported a foreign-born population near the size of California. Nearly 12 million illegal aliens will have taken advantage of the amnesty provisions of the Biden legislation to let them permanently remain in the U.S., and vote. And in addition to the amnesty, the current inflow of 1.2 million green card holders that we take in every year would be doubled to more than 2.4 million. In a 10-year period altogether, the legislation will have brought more than, sit down for a moment, you might want to pull your car over. In a 10-year period, the legislation will have brought in more than 37.3 million foreign nationals to the U.S., just 2 million less than the population of California.
By the way, that's about 10% of the current U.S. population that we know of right now.
Yep. With 17 million unemployed. And some of these industries, they're not coming back for years, where folks who are blue collar workers or don't have the college degree that they're working in, those industries, they're gone. Vacation industries, cruise industries, it's going to be a while before that returns. The Biden plan would bring a foreign-born population to the U.S. in 10 years. That would be more than five times the current population of Massachusetts, where 6.9 million residents live. I mean, this is just to wrap your mind around this. And I don't think a lot of the American people fully understand it. The overwhelming bulk of immigration within the next 10 years would come from the Biden plans exempting spouses and minor children from family-based green card caps. So in other words, one person comes, you come illegally over the border, you come for a job, you get to bring the whole family. She gets to work too, by the way, the wife does. So there goes those jobs. The other bulk of the immigration would come from the roughly 8 million illegal aliens. Anyway, here's the crazy part, okay? The reason the Democrats are doing this is to line the pockets of Wall Street and to get themselves votes. This number is staggering. Research by the Center for Immigration Studies, Steve Camerota, we've had him on the show before, reveals that for every 1% increase in the immigrant portion of American workers' occupation, Americans' wages are cut by 0.5%. That means the average native-born American worker today has his weekly wages reduced by potentially 8.75% as more than 17% of the workforce is foreign-born. So understand, as we take massive numbers of foreign-born people here, either illegal immigrants made legal through amnesty or doubling the number of workers we're bringing in, they're literally imposing a tax on American workers, and it's massive to pay for it. And that tax is 8.75% of your income. That's what you've already paid across the board. So now let's ask ourselves this question. Remember when, through the first few years of the Trump administration, I was telling you the American wages, blue collar and white collar, have not grown in 20 years. This is why you would go to the grocery store and come out with one bag and feel broke. They weren't keeping up with inflation. There was not wage growth in 20 years. It was because of this. And Biden wants to put it on steroids. The only people going to be getting rich? Multinational corporations, Wall Street fat cats. That's whose pockets this money is going into. Because when you have more workers for jobs, wages go down. They keep the wages. The stock market soars. You get broker and they get a new yacht. Oh, and the Democrats get more votes. So, I mean, this is an absolute abuse of American workers. You can't look at it any other way. And they are aiming the cannon not just at blue-collar workers, although they're going to take the worst of it, but white-collar workers, too. I mean, doubling the green cards, that's going to go all into tech and the medical industries.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.